请弟兄姊妹们翻到诗篇第二篇。
Brothers and sisters, may we turn to the second psalm.
诗篇第二篇。
Psalm 2.
我们把这一篇读一遍。
And we'll read this psalm.
外邦为什么争闹？万民为什么谋算虚妄的事？
Why are the nations in an uproar and the peoples devising a vain thing?
世上的君王一起起来，臣宰一同商议，要抵挡耶和华并他的受膏者。
The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying,
说我们要挣开他们的捆绑，脱去他们的绳索。
Let us tear their fetters apart and cast away their cords from us.
那坐在天上的必发笑，主必耻笑他们。
He who sits in the heavens laughs, the Lord scoffs at them.
那时他要在怒中责备他们，在内怒中惊吓他们。
Then he will speak to them in his anger and terrify them in his fury, saying,
说我已经立我的君在锡安，我的圣山上了。
But as for me, I have installed my king upon Zion, my holy mountain.
受膏者说，我要传圣旨，耶和华曾对我说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
I will surely tell of the decree of the Lord. He said to me, you are my son, today I have begotten you.
你求我，我就将列国赐你为基业，将地极赐你为田产。
Ask of me, and I will surely give the nations as your inheritance, and the very ends of the earth as your possession.
你必用铁杖打破他们，你必将他们如同摇匠的瓦器摔碎。
You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall shatter them like earthenware.
现在你们君王应当醒悟，你们世上的审判官该受管教。
Now therefore, O kings, show discernment. Take warning, O judges of the earth.
当存畏惧侍奉耶和华，又当存战兢而快乐。
Worship the Lord with reverence and rejoice with trembling.
当以嘴亲子，恐怕他发怒，你们便在道中灭亡，因为他的怒气快要发作。凡投靠他的，都是有福的。
Do homage to the Son, that he not become angry, and you, not, and you perish in the way, for his wrath may soon be kindled. How blessed are all who take refuge in him.
我们再翻到新约使徒行传第四章。
So now let's turn to Acts chapter 4.
读25节到28节。
We'll read Acts chapter 4, 25 to 28.
你曾借着圣灵托你的仆人我们祖宗大卫的口说，外邦为什么争闹，万民为什么谋算虚妄的事。
And who by the Holy Spirit, through the mouth of our David, father David, your servant said,Why did the Gentiles rage and the people devise futile things?
世上的君王一起起来，臣宰也聚集，要抵挡主，并主的受膏者。
The kings of the earth took their stand, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against His Christ.
希律和本丢比拉多外邦人和以色列民果然在这城里聚集，要攻打你所膏的圣仆耶稣。
For truly in this city they were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you appointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel.
成就你所和你意志所预定必有的事。
To do whatever your hand and your purpose predestined to occur.
十三章。
Chapter 13.
32节到33节。
Verses 32 to 33.
我们也报好信息给你们，就是那应许祖宗的话。
And we preach to you the good news of the promise made to the fathers.
神已经向我们这做儿女的应验，叫耶稣复活了，正如诗篇第二篇上记着说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
That God has fulfilled this promise to our children, and that He raised up Jesus, as is also written in the second Psalm, You are my son, today I have begotten you.
好，我们圣经读到这里，先低头有点祷告。
This will conclude our scripture reading. Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，在你复活早晨，蒙恩的儿女一同聚在你的跟前。
Lord, we thank you that in this resurrection morning, that your sons and daughters who have been saved by grace may be gathered before you.
我们感谢你每次来到你的会中，我们都看见我们实在是一般有福的人。
We thank you, Lord, that every time we enter into your house, we see that we are a blessed people.
我们不仅叫罪得赦免，叫我们得到那永远生命。
And not only have we been forgiven from our sins, but we have also received eternal life.
你愿意常常把你的心意，把你话赐给我们。
And you're willing to share your word with us.
好，叫我们能够明白你的心意，也知道如何因着你话活在你的面光当中。
And that we can know your will and understand how to live before you.
但这些话常常在我们里面做成你的工作。
And may your words produce works in us.
叫这些话成为我们生命的力量，能够行走奔跑前面的道路。
And may your word become our strength to run the race before us.
因此，当我们一同聚在这里，我们一同读你的话，寻求你心意的时候，巴不得你借圣灵来帮助我们。
So every time we gather before you and read your word, may your spirit lead us.
借着圣灵常常把我们带到这生命的这些话语的真实的光景的里面。
And may your spirit bring us into the reality of this truth.
让我们看见你的话。安定在天，永远不改变。
And may your word be never changing.
你的话，真是要成就应验在你的教会当中。
And may your word accomplish its work in the church.
叫我们一同等候仰望的时候，你实在施恩听我们祷告。
And we continue to wait before you. May you hear our prayer.
我们将祷告都靠主耶稣基督名求。
We pray all these things in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 早晨呢，愿意和弟兄姊妹继续来看诗篇。
So, brothers, this morning, may we continue to investigate Psalm.
我们说诗篇呢，乃是讲到旧约圣徒们他们在神面前的一些属灵的经历。
So, when we talk about Psalm, we are looking at the experiences of people in the Old Testament before God.
借着他们在主面前的一些的看见，借着一些话，在生命里面的用诗歌来把它发表出来。
We see that they are talking about their experiences in the form of the psalm.
诗篇第一篇呢，可以说是全整诗篇的一个序言。
So we can say that
序言。
So we can see that Psalm 1 can act as this preface before.
作诗的人，他在他生活经历里面，他看见地上有两种人。
Because the writer he sees that there are two types of people on earth.
一个是义人，一个是恶人。
One is the righteous and one is the wicked.
一个是属神的人，是被神所称义的人。
One is righteous who have been chosen by God.
另外一种是恶人，他们是不信神的人，是反对神、抵挡神的一般人。
And the other are the wicked who rebel against God.
我们知道圣经里面讲到恶人，还不是重在他们行许多恶事。
And we see when Scripture talks about wicked, they talk about their wicked deeds.
圣经里面讲到恶人乃是说到他们是一个不相信神的人
And rather they do not believe in God
他们是因为属恶者
Because they belong to the wicked one
所以他们被称为恶人
Therefore they are considered wicked
也因为他们是恶人说他们所行的许多行为都是邪恶的
And because they are wicked everything that they do are considered wicked deeds
所以在第一篇里面我们看见这两种人他们在地上有两种不同的生活的表现
So we see that these two people have two very different ways of living.
有两种不同的结局。
And they have two different ends.
所以以后我们读诗篇的时候，一再看见这两种人的出现。
So when we continue to read Psalms, we'll see these two people continue to pop up.
在那里有一种对比，一直在诗篇里面来显明出来。
And throughout Psalm, there's this comparison being done between them.
所以这一篇也可以说是整卷诗篇的一个总纲。
So we can say that this hymn is also sort of encapsulates the whole.
因为神在这里让我们看见有一个拣选的问题。
Because we see that there's a problem of who's being chosen.
就是说我们要拣选做怎样的人。
So because we can choose to be what type of people.
我们要过怎样一种生活。
And decide what type of life we want to live.
神要让我们看见不同的人，他生活光景是完全不一样。
Because depending on how you live, your end will be very different.
并且看见他们最终的崛起也是。何等的不一样
And we can see that their end would be very drastically different.
我们看见当神起初造人的时候
So we see that when God created man,
始祖亚当他也是开始就面对一个拣选的问题
Adam faced this problem of decisions.
因着始祖亚当在做一个错误的拣选
And he made the wrong choice.
带来整个人类的一个悲惨的一个结局
And he brought this a sad end to all of mankind.
所以同样今天神也把这样的原则摆在我们面前。
So today, God also gives us this choice.
或说摆在世人面前。
Or puts it before man.
让人看见今天我们要做怎样拣选。
and allows us to choose what type of people we desire to be.
我们是不是拣选站在神这一边?
Do we choose to stand with God?
或是走他的道路?
And walk His path?
或是拣选站在这个世界的这一边?
Or do we choose to stand with the world?
拣选自己所喜欢的道路?
And choose what we desire.
所以诗篇第一篇开头就让我们看见这个一个原则。
So we see that this is established in Psalm 1.
那诗篇第二篇呢?
So what about in chapter 2?
诗篇第二篇也可以说是一个序言,这是第二个序言。
So you can also say that in the second Psalm, there is also this preface.
这一篇呢,是预言到弥赛亚,主耶稣基督自己。
It talks about the Messiah himself.
我们知道诗篇里面有许多诗篇,它被称为弥赛亚诗。
We know that there are many Psalms here considered as
Messianic.
Because the psalmists have been touched by the Spirit and have seen the Messiah.
第一篇看见有一人、二人，好像只是一个个别的一个人，个别的人在那里。
So in the first psalm, we see that there is the righteous and the wicked.
但是到第二篇，我们看见不是单单二人和一人的一个个别的问题而已。
But then we see it in the second psalm that there's not just a simple distinction between righteous and wicked. We see that there's this corporate. That it revolves around the world, not just the individual. The world wants to stand up against the Lord and against His anointed.
所以诗篇第二篇我们可以看见地上 也有两个力量,两个权势在那里。
So you can see that in the second psalm that there are just two powers at work.
一个是讲到神的国,一个是属于神的一般人。
One involves the Lord's kingdom and His people.
还有另外一个就是世界王和他属他的这些恶人。
And also the other side on the earthly kings and His
people. 在那里征战。
In their war.
但最终我们看见神得胜,基督他得胜了。
But we see at the end, Christ emerges victorious.
他坐在宝座上。
He sits upon a throne.
所以当我们读诗篇第二篇的时候,
so when we read Psalm 2,
正如第一篇他所描述的,
just like how it references in
在以后的诗篇里面也常常出现这样的两种情形,
you will see these two aspects going forward.
总是我们看见有一般抵挡神、反对神的人在那逼迫神、反对神、逼迫神的儿女们,
that there is this group of people who will rebel against God and stand up against Him.
所以第二篇也可以说是一个诗篇的一个序言之一。
So we can also say that the second psalm is a preface in itself.
在这篇里面，我们去读的时候，我们发现在这篇里面有四种的声音在那里发出来。So
we see here that there are four voices that are being emerging.
每三节成为段落，所以有四个段落。So
every three verses, it's a paragraph in itself.
每一个段落里面，我们看见有一种声音在那里发表出来，有一种声音在那说出来。And
within every paragraph, you see there's this voice coming out.
第一个声音乃是第一节到第三节,
so the first one is from verses 1 to 3. It talks about an unbelieving world.
在这里做诗人说, 外邦为什么争闹, 万民为什么谋算虚妄的事呢?
Mr. Dobbs saying, why are the nations in an uproar and the peoples devising a vain thing?
我们刚刚说第一篇里面不过是讲到一个单独的恶人的光景而已。
So today, we said that this is not talking about the individual wicked person.
而到第二篇我们看见不是单单个人的一个问题，乃是全体所有的那些不信的恶人，他们在那里。
But rather, it's talking about the wicked as a corporate body.
他们在那边争闹，他们在那边骚动。They're
there in chaos and rebellion.
在那好像一个非常情绪、非常激动的一个情形。And
it's a very chaotic scene.
他说在那边，外邦万民，他们在谋算虚妄的事情。It
says the nations are in an uproar and they're devising vain things.
他们在那边思想计划，他们在那边做什么事情呢？
So what are they planning?
我想到第三节，他就会告诉我们。I
think when we look at verse 3,
第二节他要继续说，世上的君王一起起来，臣宰一同商议，要抵挡耶和华，并他的受膏者。
In verse 2 it says, the kings of the earth take their stand and rulers take counsel together against the Lord.
他们一起起来,
so they take their stand together.
他们在那商议要抵挡耶和华,反对耶和华,并且和他的受膏者。
And they take counsel against the Lord and His anointed.
这些君王,这些臣宰,这些在上掌权者的。
So the kings and rulers, these are the people who have authority here.
带着所有不信的那些恶人,那些罪人一同起来要反对神。
And they lead all the wicked against the Lord.
所以我们看见这里从上面从在上掌权的到普通的一般的老百姓一同在那里好像同心合意的在那里谋算一件虚妄的事情。
So we see that the wicked from the most powerful to the lowliest, they all rebel against God.
他们在那里发出一种声音来。
And they all cry out.
他们在那里不承认有神的存在不承认神的自己。
And they all deny God.
他们在那里反对神。
And they all rebel against him.
所以到新约我们看见保罗在更多在哥罗西书上也告诉我们
So we see in Colossians it says
人因着里面的恶行呢心里与他为敌
Because we were formerly alienated and hostile in mind we were
engaged in evil deeds 我们知道这个声音呢达到一个非常高的一个情形
So we know that these hard conditions bring us to this point
就是当主耶稣在那里最后受比拉多审判的时候
So, especially when you consider when Christ was condemned by Pontius Pilate
这世上这不幸的这些反对声达到一个非常高峰
That these rebellions reach a certain point
他们在喊着说除掉这个人钉他十字架钉他十字架
When they all cry out crucify him, crucify him
哇这个声音呢到主耶稣复活教会使徒们在那传扬主耶稣，见证主耶稣从死里复活的时候。
That when his disciples after his death were spreading his word.
再一次，这个声音又达到一个高峰。
We once again see how this voice has reached a pinnacle.
因为当主耶稣从死里复活、升上高天、圣灵赐下来以后。
Because when Christ died and resurrected and ascended, and his spirit came down.
犹太教他们开就起来逼迫这些门徒们。
You see all the Jews oppressing his disciples.
所以刚刚我们读到使徒行传第四章那里。
So when we read Acts chapter 4.
当彼得一样他们被捉拿然后最后他们被释放出来以后。
When Peter felt this oppression.
他们回到神的百姓教会当中。
And they returned to God and his people.
他们在那里祷告说。
They lifted their voices to God.
同心合意祷告说你是对神说你是那个造天地和其中万有的。
And said, Oh Lord, it is you who made the heaven and earth and the sea and all that
is in them. 你曾借圣灵告诉你的我们的祖宗借着我们祖宗大卫说。
And who by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of Father David, your servant.
他说外邦为什么争闹万民为什么在谋算虚妄事情呢？
Why did the Gentiles rage and the peoples devise futile things?
世上君王一起起来，承载一同商议，要抵挡你的耶和华，并他受膏者。
The kings of the earth took their stand, and rulers were gathered together against
the Lord. 所以我们看见，原来诗篇所说的话应验在当时。
So we see once again that the words spoken in Psalm.
应验当时，门徒们他们见证主耶稣基督的时候，这个世上的有权有位的人和那些普通的老百姓一同起来，要反对。耶和华来抵挡他的受膏者耶稣基督
are also happening in their time we see that these kings and rulers are uprising against the Lord
所以很显然大卫这个神的仆人他也是个先知他已经预言到主耶稣有一天来到地上的时候
so we see that David his servant is also a prophet he knows that when Christ comes
所以神的受膏者他的义者
he knows that his anointed
地上的不信的人一同起来要来反对他要来逼迫他
All the people of the earth will rebel against him
要来逼迫神的儿女们
And they will take up stand against his children
为什么他们在这里谋那些虚妄事情要来反对耶和华呢
So why do these people devise futile things against the Lord
第三节就告诉我们原因
It tells us in verse 3
他们在那边说我们要挣开他们的捆绑脱去他们的捆锁。
It says, "Let us tear their fetters apart and cast away their cords from us."
原来他们之所以不愿意承认有神，他们在反对神，不相信神。
Because they do not believe in God, they want to be against them.
因为他们要脱去不受神的管理。
Because they want to go away, escape from the Lord.
不受神的约束。
From the Lord's law.
他们要自由。
They want freedom.
他们要行自己按着自己所喜欢的去行。
They want independence and do the things they want to do.
他们不愿照着神的心意来过生活。
They do not want to operate according to the Lord's will.
今天我们看这个声音也是充满在这个地上。
Today we can see that this voice also exists.
我们看见这个反对的声音仍然在地上散布出来。
We see that this voice of rebellion is also exists.
我们看见今天地上那些不信的人，那些反对神的人。
We see those people who do not believe in God.
他们要把神从这个国家，从这个社会。
They want God to be away from this society.
从这个学校里面把他赶出去,
and to also kick him out of our schools.
把神从人心中把他赶出去,
from wherever he exists, to cast him out.
他们不承认有神，他们更不将不承认将要有审判的事情。
They do not recognize God, and do they not want to consider? And they want to live in darkness. They rise up together against them.
为什么？因为他们脱去，让他们要脱去这个捆绑。
Because they want their fetters to be taken apart. Because if they know if they believe in God, then they have to obey him. They want independence. But they do not know that they are bind by something even more. And they have been, their fetters have been chained by the chaos and sin. And they have been chained by death. So they discuss amongst each other. And they all cry out.
这是我们看见头一个声音.
This is the first voice that we see.
当这个声音发出来的时候,
so when this is expressed,
我们看见第四节在那里就有另外一个声音出来.
We see that there's another voice in verse 4.
那是神在那说话, 天上的神在那边说话.
Now it's God who is in heaven talking.
当神听见这些话的时候, 神他坐在天上, 他声音告诉我们说, 他必要发笑.
It says he who sits in heaven laughs.
当神听见这些话的时候, 他里面笑出来.
When the Lord hears these things, he can't help but laugh. He sees that all these people are devising vain things.
什么是虚妄的事情呢?
What is the vain
这是不可能成就的事情?
Thing? This is something that cannot
他们怎么去反对神,去逼迫神的受膏者呢?
How can they go against God and his anointing? They are doing something very foolish.
所以神听见这个声音的时候,
So here it says, He who sits in heaven laughs.
神在那里耻笑他们,
he is laughing at them.
我们看今天地上人发出许多这样声音的时候，我们听见的时候也真是会发笑。
So when we hear all the things that people on earth are doing, we also laugh.
我们知道，人类第一次把太空人送到外太空是苏联。
So we know that the first people to send people to outer space are the Soviets.
在60年代, 苏联的太空科技是比美国进步非常多。
In the 60s, the Soviet space program was a lot more developed than America.
所以苏联在1961年的时候呢, 头一次把太空送到外太空去。
So in 1961, the first spaceship went out into outer space.
太空人回来以后开了个记者会。
And an astronaut, when he came back, there was a
他说我在太空当中啊, 一再留意, 期待在太空当中能够看见神。
So he said, when I was in space, I was hoping that I could see God there.
但是始终我都看不见神。
But I did not see God.
所以可见宇宙当中根本没有神的存在。
So this is proof that God does not exist.
我想当我们听见这样话的时候, 我们真是里面也会发笑。
So when we hear these things, we also laugh.
这些是受过高等教育有知识的人,
these are people who have received high education,
却说出这样一点没有逻辑的话来,
yet say these foolish things.
没有看见就说它不存在,
because you do not see them, that
我们今天看见地上,
he says they don't, he doesn't exist.
地上有很多事物我们看不见,
so we know that there are many things on earth that we can't see, but they are there.
因为许多现象都说明我们所看不见的一些东西，不管是物质的，或者说灵界，它的确是存在的。
Because we know that there are a lot of things that, even though we can't see, we know that they are there.
当苏联的太空人发出这样的声音出来以后，
when the Soviets said these things,
第二天，那个格里汉那个牧师呢，在一个讲道里面，
the second day there was this pastor.
他对这个话就有一些回应。
He reflected on these words.
他说纽约啊，有一只那个蚯蚓呢，从那个泥土里面把头伸出来。
He said that there's this earthworm which emerged from the ground.
然后他说四面张望，咱们就一直看不到有赫鲁雪夫这个人。
And he cannot see that the Russian Soviet Prime Minister.
赫鲁雪夫是当时那个苏联的总理。
And Khrushchev was the then premier of the Soviet Union. And he said,
他说似乎写乎根本就不存在这个世界上。
Khrushchev does not exist on this earth.
我想我们听见这个话，也是真的会笑出来。
So when we consider these words, we also laugh.
怎么东张西望看一下，看不见核武邪物，你就说它不存在？
When this earth worm, when he looks left and right, cannot see Khrushchev, does that mean he does not exist?
我们人听见这样话都说花笑，但何况是神自己，怎么会不花笑呢？
So when we laugh at these words, can you consider how much God laughs at them? So we see how foolish man is.
但是到1969年,
but to 1969,
美国也头一次把太空送上外太空,
the Americans also sent astronauts to space.
这些美国太空人他们上了外太空以后，他们从窗户往外面看的时候,
when these American astronauts, when they looked out the window,
他们在那就 讲出诗篇90篇第一节的话,
then they talked about what it says in Psalm 90.
他诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他所端。
Oh, in Psalm 19, that the heavens are telling of the glory of God.
为什么这两种人发出这样不同的声音出来呢？
So how come these two people express different things?
乃是在一个人是相信神，一个是不相信神。
Because one believed in God and one did not.
因着他相信神，他就看见神自己。
And because when you believe in God, you can see God.
他就看见神许多伟大的作为。
You can see all His works.
显在这个宇宙当中。
That are telling in His works.
当太空人进到外太空以后，他看见神的荣耀显在他所创造的万有里面，宇宙里面。
Because the astronaut who believes saw all the glory of God.
穹苍都在述说神荣耀，诸天都在述说神荣耀，穹苍都在传扬他的手段。
Because the heavens are telling the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of His hands.
你的信，他就看见了神自己。
Because when you believe Him, you can see Him.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天主耶稣告诉我们说，你若是信，你就看见神的自己，你就看见神的作为，神迹奇事。
Because brothers and sisters, if you believe today, then you can see Him and His works.
我们看今天人和在这个宇宙当中是何等微小的一种人。
Because we understand how small people are compared to the universe.
居然敢说世上没有神。
Can we say that there's no God?
不承认神的存在。
And deny His existence.
罗马书第一章19节那里很清楚地告诉我们。
In Romans chapter 1, verse 19.
他说神的事情人所能知道的。
It says, because that which is known about God is evident within them.
因为自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的。
Because this evidence of God has always been there.
为什么明明可知，已经显在人良知里面，显在人良心里面？
Because God has made it evident to them already.
虽然是看不见，但是却叫人不可推诿。
That even though we cannot see Him physically, we know that He is there.
看见宇宙万有的时候呢，就可以看见，因为这一切都是神所造的。
When we see the works of His expanse, then we can know that He has created all these things.
人没有一个理由可以推翻这个事实。
And there's no logical reason that can go against this.
为什么人推翻这个事实呢？
So why do people push back against this truth?
保罗继续告诉我们。
Paul tells us.
因为在人良知里面已经显明有神的这件事情。
Because in our hearts it has already been revealed that
there's God. 所以他说，因为他们虽然知道有神。
So even though they know that there is God,
却不把他当作神来荣耀他，来感谢他。
But they deny Him, do not glorify Him.
因着他们这样态度，因着他们这样情形，只有他们里面那个无知的心就昏暗了。
Because of this attitude, then this evidence within them has no
bearing. 他们的思念就变成昏暗了，就变成愚昧了。
And they have become foolish and deny Him.
所以我们看见今天地上许多不承认神的存在，不相信神的，不相信主耶稣基督的人。
So we see there are many people who deny God.
良知，他们是昧了良心说那些不相信的话。
And they speak without a conscience.
因着他们昧了良心，他们不看见这个神所创造这个宇宙的事实。
And they cannot see the truth of His work.
所以他们整个思念就变成欲望了。
So they have become foolish.
所以他们在所做的都是欲望的事情。
And everything that they do is vain.
不可能成就事情。
There are things that cannot come to pass.
他们怎么可以起来，怎么有能力可以起来反对神，来抵挡神呢？
How can they rise up together against God?
最近有一个弟兄传了一个影片，就是介绍那个新疆的一些影片。
So there is this person who was sharing about these movies.
我稍微看了一下，因为他是从空中照的。
Oh, so
摄影的。
So I was watching some things that were shot up from these drones.
要介绍新疆的那个景色非常壮观。
And it was sort of scenery of Xinjiang and China.
但我在那边看的时候, 我在那边想,
so when I was watching the film, I was thinking, when it went to the field,
绿油油草原,
and there's all these
那原始森林, wide fields,
and in the forest, there are these many trees.
你说这些自然产生出来的吗?
Do you think these things appear naturally?
不仅那个原始的森林不仅只有一种树，千百种的树。
And there's not just one type of tree out there, there's many.
这个我们稍微想一想就可以理解说这不可能自然无中生有的
then we can know for a fact that this wasn't appear just by out of nowhere.
是因为创造神所创造的
There's a creator who made it happen.
你想那么一大片的森林草原是谁去栽种它的呢?
So because we know that in that great forest in those fields, who was taking care of it?
没有人栽种它, 是神所创造的
There was no man that was responsible
for it.
So this is a very plain truth that is before man. But man still denies his existence. That's why God in heaven has to laugh.
神在这里又继续说,那时他要在怒中责备他们,
and he says, in his fury, he will terrify them.
人因着不相信神,不承认主耶稣基督,
because man does not acknowledge his existence.
人就活在恐惧战惊当中, 没有平安,
and they will live being terrified and
not
at peace. So we see that we are people who are evil.
因着神的怒气而灭亡,因着他愤怒而惊慌。
We have been consumed by his anger and we have been dismayed by his wrath.
人是活在这个惊慌惊恐里面来度我们地上的年日。
We live with being terrified and dismayed.
因为诗篇,因为以赛亚57章先知以赛亚告诉我们说,
Because in Isaiah chapter 57, the prophet tells us,
他说恶人如海中,如同那个翻腾的水, 翻腾的海,
Because this is the wicked are like the tossing sea.
必不平静,
it cannot be quiet.
从其中涌出污秽和淤泥,
and its waters toss up refuse and mud.
因为我的神在说, 恶人必不得平安,
there is no peace, says my God, for
所以我们看见一个不信神的人, 不像主耶稣基督的人, 他没有平安,
so we see that people who do not believe in God, they do not peace.
恐惧战惊的当中,
they live being dismayed and terrified.
这就是今天地上人的光景。
This is the reality of people who live on earth today. They live in his wrath and anger.
所以罗马书第一章第八十八节那里告诉我们说神的愤怒从天上显在一些不虔不义的人身上。
So in Romans 1:18 it says, For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness.
为什么人活在这种惊慌里面没有平安呢?
So why do people live in this dismayedness, and not have peace because they do not believe in God.
以至于今天地上好像外面看起来好像非常好,
because they think they view the world as really good.
但是人实在是活在恐惧的里面,
but in reality, they're living
in the spirit.
And they have no peace at all.
一件事情发生的时候叫我们就是顿然失措, 不知道该如何才好。
The littlest things can shake them and do not know how to handle it.
并且他们最终乃是要灭亡,
and in sin they will be destroyed.
就如第一天所告诉我们的, 他们是像糠皮一样被风吹散, 就消失无踪了。
They are blown away by the wind and no longer exist.
第六节, 他继续说, 我已经立我的君王在西安, 我的圣山上了。
And in Psalm 2, verse 6, it says, But as for me, I have installed my king upon Zion. Zion exemplifies Christ taking upon his throne. The people on earth said, Crucify him, crucify him. And it's like with his voice that they have accomplished victory. And Pilate gave in to the people and crucified Christ.
却借着十字架败坏那掌死权的魔鬼,
but God through the power of the cross defeated death.
因为他是生命主, 他不能被死亡拘禁,
for he cannot be held by death.
第三天, 他从死里复活, 升上高天, 坐在宝座上,
and on the third day he resurrected and is now sitting upon the throne, and he is upon Zion.
这是神旨意所要成就的事情,
this is what God's will on what will happen.
今天这个世界，这个不幸的世界，他在那里抵挡神，反对神。
So people on earth who do not believe, they are against God.
正如彼得前书所告诉我，好像魔鬼像吼叫狮子一样大吼大叫。
And just like it says in 1 Peter, it's like the adversary, like a lion, is prowling around.
做环境好像许多事情发生，好像仇敌他得胜了。
And in many things, it seems like the enemy has
accomplished victory. 好像这些神从这个国家、从这个社会、从人的心中好像被除去了。
And it seems that God and His people have been cast out.
但是神在那说，我已经立我的君王在锡安，在我的圣山上了。
But God says, I have installed my king upon Zion.
神在这里说，我已经，表明说这件事情已经成就了。
So the word have means that it has already happened.
因为神这旨意在永远里面，他已经成全了。
Because in his glorious will has already been accomplished.
我们也知道在时间里面有一天，这个事实要显在地上。
And we know that one day this reality will be made known.
所以当我们读到启示录十一章的时候，
So when we turn to Revelation 11,
当天使吹出第七号出来的时候，
When the angels blast their trumpets,
天上当然发出一个大声音说，
There's this great voice from heaven
saying, 世上的国成为我主和我主基督的国。
It says that this kingdom will become my son's kingdom.
他做王直到永永远远。
And he will be king forever and ever.
感谢神。
Thank God.
他做王直到永永远远。
That when he's king, he's king forever.
因为这是神旨意所命定要成就的事情。
Because this is God's will and it will come to pass.
即使今天地上反对的声音仍然是那么嚣张。
So even though that the voices against God are so prevalent today, and they're also
人仍然站在一同要起来来商议，要谋算这些虚妄的事情。
And all these people devise these plans
together, 谋算这些不可能成就的事情。
And devise these vain things which are not come to pass.
因为我们已经亲见神在那里发出声音来。
Because we know that God has already.
我已经立我的君王在锡安，在圣山上了。
God has already installed His king upon Zion.
主耶稣已经坐在宝座上。
Lord Jesus is already sitting on
the throne. 他做王直到永永远远。
And He will be king forever and ever.
即使今天外面的世界。
So even though things on earth today,
甚至今天神的教会、神的儿女属灵光景，好像也是在一个非常软弱、非常荒凉的光景当中。
God's people in the church it seems to be
好像在许多事情上，我们都看见，好像魔鬼是占上风的。
And it seems that the enemy is accomplishing many victories.
这世界上的不幸的，好像是他们是占上风的。
And it seems that these people on earth are having the upper hand.
但是我们在信心里面，
But in reality,
我们在那里听见神说话了。
We have heard his voice.
神说我已经立我的君王在锡安我的圣山上了。
He has already installed his king upon Zion.
我已经事情已经成就完全了。
These things have already come to pass.
感谢神。
Thank God.
神在发出这样声音出来。
That God will produce this voice.
然后第七到第八节、第九节、九节，我们看见有另外一个声音出来，乃是神儿子在那说话。
So in verses 7 to 9, we see again another voice, and this is the voice of the Son.
说高者说我要传圣旨，耶和华曾对我说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
He says, I will surely tell the decree of the Lord. He said to me, you are my son.
神的儿子主耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上的时候，
Today I have begotten you. When the Lord Jesus came to earth,
他还把神的旨意带到地上来。
He also brought God's will.
他在公开传道之前，在约旦河受洗上来的时候，
When he's performing his ministries and preaching,
天父恩打开了，
When he got baptized, the
神灵好像鸽子降落在他的身上，
And the spirit like a dove came down upon him.
天上有声音说，这是我爱子，是我所喜悦的。
And the voice from heaven said, this is my son, whom I am well pleased.
所以主耶稣来到地上是传天国福音，在行神的旨意。
So when, when Jesus came to heaven, to earth, he was sharing the Lord's message.
所以希伯来书第十章那里告诉我们说，主耶稣他说，我来了就是要遵行你的旨意。
So in Hebrews it says when the Lord Jesus came, he came to
accomplish his
father's
will. 他再说神啊，祭物和礼物是你不愿意的。祭物和礼物是你不愿意的。希伯来书第八章，希伯来书第十，第十章。
So Hebrews
第十章，
chapter 10,
第五节到七节。
Verse 5 to 7, it says, Therefore, when he comes into the world, he says, Sacrifice and offering you have not desired, but a body which you have prepared for me.
他说燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜欢的，那时我说，神啊，我来了，要照你的旨意行。
And it says, and whole burnt offerings and sacrifice for sin, you have taken no pleasure.
所以主耶稣来到地上的时候，他传神的旨意，就是要他要为罪人死。
And says, Behold, I have come. So when the Lord Jesus came, He came to die.
当他在十字架上断气之前，最后一句话说成了。
When He died on the cross, He said, It is finished. It is finished.
神的救赎工作已经成了，成功了。
His work of salvation has been finished.
神的旨意已经成就了。
And His will has been accomplished.
因为公牛和羔羊的血，山羊的血断不能除罪。
Because the blood of goats and bulls have no power.
只有主耶稣的血，神的羔羊才能除去我们一切罪。
Only the blood of the Lamb, the Lord Jesus, has power.
他不仅为我们死。
So not only did He die for us.
他更是为我们复活。
But He also resurrected for us.
所以底下说，耶和华曾经对我说：“你是我儿子，我今日生你。”
Therefore, in verse 7 it says, You are my son, today I have begotten you.
这句话，保罗在使徒行传十，我们刚读了13章里面，他讲到主耶稣复活的时候。
So, when we read about this in Acts 13,
他对那些以色列人说，我们报好信息给你们。
He says, We bring to you good news.
就是应许我们祖宗儿女的话。
That God's word to His children.
正如诗篇第二篇所说的,
Just like it says in the second Psalm,
你是我儿子, 我今日生你,
You're my son, today I have begotten you.
因为主耶稣已经从死里复活了,
because the Lord Jesus has resurrected from death.
所以这句话呢,是应验在主耶稣复活这件事情上。
So this is on the basis of God's resurrection.
主在神在诗篇第二篇所预言的话已经成就了。
The words written here have already been accomplished.
感谢神。
Thank God.
他为我们罪被钉在十字架上死了,
that He died for us on the cross.
三天以后从死里复活,
and after 3 days resurrected.
所以罗马书第一章也告诉我们说,因从死里复活以大能显明他是神的儿子。
And that's why it says in Romans that because of His death, His power shows us that He is God's Son.
当使徒保罗在那传福音见证主耶稣从死里复活的时候,他也这样说。
So when Paul was also sharing the Lord's message, he also said,
因着他从死里复活就给万人作为可信的凭据。
That when you're sharing the gospel, that this death and resurrection is also proof of our faith.
我们信心是建立在主耶稣基督复活这个根基上，这个事实上。
So our faith is built on the basis that God resurrected.
今天就是因为主耶稣已经从死里复活，今天地上的教会才能继续能够延续下去。
That the Lord Jesus conquered death and that church today can live.
虽然今天二者世界王仍然一再逼迫神的教会。
So even though the adversary is today oppressing the church.
特别在那些极权国家，咱们不幸的那些专制的国家里面。
Especially in the countries where the rulers are.
好像神的教会从地上好像消失了，不见了。
And it almost seems like God's church has disappeared.
外面的教会看不见了。
And cannot see where the church is.
但是在里面的教会仍然在那里。
But deep within, the church is still
there. 所以看见慢慢有一天神的儿女又出现了。 So
one day we'll see that God's church will once again rise. And the church will rise up.
但也不过说明一个事实，因为主耶稣从死里复活了。
Because they all proclaim His truth that God, has resurrected.
死亡也不能，这个阴间权柄不能胜过他。
And death cannot hold Him and no authority have power over Him.
因为教会是建立在这个稳固的根基磐石上。
Because the church was built on this unbreakable, unshakable foundation.
感谢主，主耶稣从死里复活，带给我们荣耀盼望。
Thank the Lord that His resurrection has given us His glorious hope.
所以保罗在更多前书第15章讲到基督复活的时候。
So
第几章？15章。
So in 1 Corinthians. Chapter 15.
他在对更多教会说，若是基督没有复活，我们所传的就是枉然；你们所信的也是枉然。It
says that if Christ did not conquer death, then all that we share to you is
vain. 基督若是没有复活，你们仍然是在罪中。
That if He did not resurrect from death, then you are still in your sin.
基督若是没有复活，死人若是没有复活，我们就吃吃喝，因为明天就要死了。
That if Christ did not resurrect from the dead, then let's eat and drink, for we die tomorrow. So thank God.
我们所传的不徒然。
So that what we believe in is not.
我们所信的也不突然,
that what we believe in is not foolish.
因为基督已经从死里复活了,
because Christ is resurrected.
这是我们信心的根基，这是我们信心的把握.
This is our proof, and this is our foundation of our faith.
我们也是在这个信心里面等候，有一天他还要再来.
And in this faith, we once again wait for His return.
若是主早来，我们可以不经过死亡，我们可以被提。
If the Lord comes back soon, then
若是主迟延来，我们死了。
But if the Lord delays, then we will die.
感谢神，有一天我们要从死里复活。
But thank the Lord that we will one day resurrect from
death.
We'll take upon His glorious body and enter into Him into glory.
感谢神，我们今天之所以不是吃吃喝，明天就死了。
Thank God that today we're not just eating and drinking.
因为所信的主耶稣，他从死里复活了。
Because Christ has already resurrected.
因为神曾经对主说：“你是我儿子，我今日生你。”
Because God has told him that you are my son. Today I've
begotten you. And
according to his will, we live on earth today.
并且他再来继续告诉我们说：“你求我，就将列国赐你为基业，将地极赐你为田产。”
Because in verse 8 it says, "Ask of me, and I'll surely give the nations as your inheritance."
有一天，主耶稣做王掌权的时候。
So when the Lord obtains His authority,
万有都要归向他，万有都向他屈跪拜，屈膝跪拜。
All will kneel before Him.
仇敌伏在他的脚下。
And the enemy will also be subjected to His feet.
神要把万有归在他儿子身上，因为他做王掌权。
So God the Father wants all things to be under the subjection of His Son.
不仅他在做王掌权，他在那要审判。
And the Son will rule and judge.
所以他说：“你必用铁杖打破他们，你必将他们如同摇匠的瓦器摔碎。”
That's why in verse 9 it says, "You shall break them with a rod of iron; you shall shatter them like earthenware."
耶稣手上有个铁杖，要审判这个地上恶者，这个不信的世界。
So the Lord Jesus has a rod of iron to judge the earth.
他用铁杖击碎他们。 打破他们,
and uses the rod of iron to shatter them.
他们不过是像瓦器一样,
and they are like earthenware.
稍微一碰, 他就碎掉,
the littlest contact will cause them to break.
用铁杖来打, 那更是脆得不得了,
and especially with a rod of iron, they will become shattered.
感谢神, 我们看见人在那里可以发出反对声音,
thank God that we see this voice here.
但人不过像瓦器那么脆弱，经不起一点环境的考验。
That man is like earthenware, we cannot
that
because God is the judge.
罪人恶人在他面前站立不住,
the wicked cannot stand against him.
除非他成为义人，成为神所称义的人。
The only way to stand it before him is if you are righteous.
所以第一点我们上次提到说，罪人在义人的腹中也是如，他是站不住的。
So we see that the wicked cannot stand before the righteous.
感谢神,
thank God.
神的儿子在那里也是发出这样的声音出来。
That we hear this voice from the Son.
第四个声音从第九节到第十二节。
So the very last voice we see is from verse 9 to
12. 虽然看见有一天基督作王的时候，他审判这个不信的恶者。
So we see that one day when the Lord Jesus rules, He will judge the unbelievers.
但是在那里有另外声音发出来。
But there's this other voice here as well.
那是一个圣灵一个呼唤的声音。
That there's this voice of a spirit.
呼唤不信的人，恶人，不信的世界要回转归向神。
The spirit is urging those who do not believe to follow him.
所以他说，现在你们君王应当醒悟，你们世上权审判官该受管教。
Verse 10 it says, "Now therefore, O kings, show discernment, take warning, O judges of the earth."
恶人在那里，不信人，在那反对神，神要最终要审判他们。
Because those who do not believe, they will be judged.
但是神实在不愿意恶人灭亡。
But God does not want to obliterate those who do not believe. They want all to be saved, not one left behind.
所以圣灵在那里在呼唤人，要人要悔改，悔改归向他，相信主耶稣基督。
So the Spirit is urging those who do not believe to turn to God.
当恩典的门、福音门还没有关闭之前，这个声音一再向世人发出来。
Before the doors are closed off, the Spirit continues to urge.
所以他说：“你们君王应当醒悟。”It
says, "Therefore, King, show discernment."
醒悟也可以直接翻译说：“你们应当成为一个有智慧的人。”Or
to have wisdom.
因为只有一个有智慧的人，他们才能认识神。
Because only those who have wisdom can understand.
因为诗篇，因为他们前面在那里行那些虚妄的事情，就是因为他们是愚昧无知的人。
Because before they are in an uproar, because they're foolish.
因为他们无知，他们要起来反对神。
Because they're foolish, they rise up against God.
但是人若是有个智慧的心，
but if they have a heart of
discernment, 自然而然他们就会归向神。
Then they'll naturally belong to God.
因为一个愚昧人，诗篇告诉我们说，一个愚昧人，他心里说没有神。
Because a foolish, only the foolish will say there is no God.
我们看见那些恶人实在是个愚昧的人，一个无知的人。
So we see that the wicked are foolish.
所以才会说出像那个苏联的太空人所说这样的话。
And that's why they say things like the Soviet astronaut.
在浩大宇宙当中看不见神，他就说神不存在这个宇宙当中。
That when he went to outer space, because he did not see God, he denies God.
愚昧无知的话语。
This is foolish saying.
但是这些君王若他们愿意悔改，有个智慧。
But if these people, they repent, then they will know God. That these people, if they show discernment, then they will take warning.
这管教英文有一个翻译就刚翻出来，就是受警戒。
So in English, it says take warning.
当神父王声音在警戒他们的时候,
so when the judges of the earth taking warning,
他们就可以悔改认罪,
then they will repent.
所以我们看见神实在不愿这些恶人进到灭亡里面,
because God does not want these wicked to,
神实在不愿那些不相信的人,
to die,
反对他的人, 进到死亡里面,
and he does not want all those who don't believe them to enter into death.
一再给人有机会回转的归向他。
He continues to give them chances to confess and repent. And this is why the Lord Jesus came down to earth to die for us. In verse 11 says, worship the Lord of reverence and rejoice with trembling.
不仅在那里有个智慧心来认识神，来敬畏神，在那里要存一个畏惧的心来侍奉耶和华。
Not only do we need a heart of discernment, but we need to worship the Lord. Because God is
神像烈火一样,
one is who deserves reverence. He is like fire.
正如希伯来书12章也是对我们这些蒙恩的儿女所说话,
just like it says in Hebrews chapter 12.
因为我们得到是一个不震动的果,
because we have received the kingdom that is not shakeable.
照着神所喜悦的用一个前进的心来侍奉我们的神。
So therefore we need to show gratitude by which we may offer to God an acceptable service. Because
神是烈火,
because he is this fire.
神是可怕的,
because
当人不回转的时候, 有一天这个火要烧上我们, 烧到我们,
and if we don't repent, one day this fire will reach us.
要烧灭我们,
and will burn us.
人要进到那永不灭的那个火炉里面,
and we will be thrown into the furnace.
感谢神, 神在这里仍然继续呼召人回转归向他。
We thank God that he continues to urge people to
turn to him today. 不仅存了畏惧的心来侍奉耶和华, 他说存恐惧战惊的快乐。
Because it also says we need to rejoice with trembling. So rejoicing and trembling seems to be contradictory. How does one rejoice with trembling? This allows us to see that when one acts with trembling before God, and worships, and then there is this rejoice.
他看见今天能够站在神面前来侍奉他是何等蒙恩的一件事情。
We see how being able to worship him is such something of great.
原来是一个该下火湖该灭亡的一个人。
That we were people who deserved to be thrown into the furnace.
神竟然拯救我们，借主耶稣基督的宝血赦免我们一切罪。
But God has saved us and forgiven us all of our sins. So now we can come before him to worship him. We know that he is love and that he is holy. So now because we are people who he loves, that we now can rejoice and tremble. And that when we worship him like this,
so
then we can rejoice.
一个真正在恐惧战兢侍奉神的人，他才能享受那属天的喜乐。
So only people who have been saved can rejoice with trembling.
那第几要继续说，你们当以嘴亲子，恐怕他发怒，你们便在道中灭亡。
Then finally, in verse 12, it says, "Do homage to the Son, that he not become angry, and you perish in the way."
用嘴亲，在圣经里是说到一种对人的一个恭敬，一个顺从。
So here, the homage is like this, a way of service.
所以当人来到神面前的时候，应该有这样的态度。
So when people come before God, they need to have this attitude.
若是人不在这个态度里面来到他面前，
if people do not have this attitude before God,
他说恐怕就是吼责你，他发怒的时候，你们便在道中灭亡。
Then he will become angry and he will perish in his way.
所以我们看见人不仅蒙恩得救，人更是要侍奉神。
So we see that people who believe we need to serve God.
并且在侍奉里面，我们是在存一个敬畏、存一个顺从的心来到他面前。
And in this service, we need to have a heart of reverence and awe.
因为神是不可轻慢的。
Because God is somebody that cannot,
一面他是可亲可敬可爱的主,
cannot be disrespected. On one hand,
但是我们越过越认识他的时候，我们更发觉他实在是一个可畏的神。
But when we also need to recognize his status,
以致人在侍奉里面的时候就恐惧战惊，人就在很严谨的在侍奉神。
We need to rejoice in trembling and serve. 免得反而侍奉带来神的怒气，我们就要在灭亡当中。 Because if he becomes angry, then we will perish in his way.
甚至亚伦的两个儿子，当献上反佛。
Just like Aaron's sons.
他们的确在那侍奉，他们在献，他们在烧，献上佛。
Just like when they were burning their fire.
他们在那献祭。
And they were offering.
但他们这个火不是从神而来的。
And this fire did not come.
他们是另外的火。
But they created another fire.
它不是一个神圣火，那个火是其他的火，是世上的火。
And that fire is not a holy fire,
it's an earthly fire. And
that fire was based on the ways of the world. So we see God's anger immediately came upon them, and they immediately died before God.
带领,对待我们,
so though in the New Testament, New Age of the New Testament today, it's not.
但是人若是在那里，是用嘴亲他的儿子，存着一个敬畏顺服的心来到他面前来侍奉他。
But we still need to approach His Son with His heart of reverence. And we need to serve Him.
我们所带来结果，我们就是一个属灵的死亡。
Because if we do not, then we will have a spiritual death. Then even if we do serve, then there is no life in it.
感谢神，他说你们要以嘴亲子，免得他发怒，你们便要在道中灭亡。
So thank God that He warns us here that we need to do homage to the Son, that He may not become angry. For His wrath may soon be kindled.
时间不多了,
time is of the essence.
人若是不赶快回转归向他,
if man does not quickly
repent,
then one day
when he
unleashes his
wrath,
then man will enter into death.
所以他说, that's
why it concludes here, how blessed are all who take refuge in him.
让这些恶人不信的人,
may all those who do not believe see that those who take refuge in him are blessed. Thank God.
投靠他人,
that we are blessed because we take refuge in him. He has become our refuge.
他成为避难所,
he has become our refuge. That when we walk on
this
world today, we can see that he is our refuge. And in him we can accomplish peace.
这是圣灵最后所发出来呼唤的声音。
This is the last words that the Spirit has spoken here.
所以我们看见这个声音继续要发出来。
So we see that this voice continues to cry out.
对这个不信的世界，不信的恶人,
that to the people who do not believe and to the wicked, God wants all those who do not believe,
所以他所创造的人,
all that He has created, may return to Him once more.
所以我们看见神的恩典仍然借这一篇在这里把神的心意把它表明出来。
So we see that the grace of God is evident here.
我们感谢神,
we thank God
我们蒙恩得救了,
that we have been saved by grace.
我们不再做一个愚昧无知的人,
that we are no longer foolish.
因为基督成为我们的智慧,
because Christ has become our wisdom.
这个智慧叫我们知道更多人会认识神,
and this wisdom allows us to know God more and understand His will.
这个智慧叫我们知道如何敬畏他,
and this allows us to know how to reverence Him.
我们感谢神, 神借了大卫的口, 在诗篇第二篇把神那个心很清楚把它发表出来。
We thank God that the Spirit has revealed to us these things in the second song.
求主恩待我们,
so may the Lord graciously lead us.
若是我们有机会,若是神愿意的话,我们以后愿意继续看诗篇一些的诗篇。
And Lord willing, may we have more time to share on further songs.
我们看见作诗的人,他们怎样借诗歌,借着这些话把神的心意把它发表出来。
So we can see these psalmists, how they write about God's heart and what was revealed to them.
预言到主耶稣的事情,
and especially the prophecies about His Son. A lot of these things were already prophesied in the Psalms.
所以到路加福音到末了，主耶稣对那个王以斯玛、以马忤失去的那两个门徒说，还他在那讲解圣经的时候。
So that's why at the end of Luke, when the Lord was speaking to
凡诗篇上和律法上所指的他, that
he said that all that was written in the Old Testament and the Psalms have been accomplished.
So we see
that these Psalms exemplify his messianic character. That the first Psalm is the first messianic
Psalm.
So this will conclude my sharing. A brothers and sisters, bow our head for a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
当你在那里说话的时候,
that when you speak,
我们的灵再次被你调放起来,
our spirit jumps with joy.
我们看见你所, 立的基督, 祂已经作王, 已经掌权了。
We thank you that the Lord Jesus has already become a ruler and sitting upon his throne. And today we continue to live with this faith
before you.
Even though that the environments that we face are uneasy.
And
today's rulers seem to be gathering more power. But we thank you that your word has shed light. And has revealed to us. That you have already emerged victorious.
坐在西安, 神的圣山上,
because you are already sitting on Zion, the holy mountain. So today, because of our faith, we can continue to follow you. May you use your word, Lord, to continue to lead us and protect us. That we may continue to walk forward in your grace. We pray all these things in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.